Chapter 13. We discovered Mrs. Price Ridley talking very fast to a patient policeman. She stopped when she saw us.
Ah, I am glad you are taking action after what happened. Shocking it was.
Well, have you anything you can tell us about it? Melchett asked.
It's your job to tell me.
We're doing our best, Mrs. Price Ridley, said the chief constable.
But this man hadn't even heard of it till I told him, she cried.
We all looked at the policeman. The lady was called on the telephone, he said. Bad language was used. Oh, I see, Colonel Melchett said. You came down here to make a complaint. Mrs. Price Ridley began talking again.
I was telephoned in my own house and insulted.
When?
Yesterday evening, about 6:30. And I was threatened.
What did they threaten you with?
I can't remember.
Was it a man's voice or a woman's?
It was an unpleasant voice, said Mrs. Price Ridley. Now deep, now high. A very strange voice.
Probably a joke, said the Colonel. But can you tell me exactly what was said? Mrs. Price Ridley thought about it.
You promised to tell no one outside this room.
Of course.
Well, this person began by saying, "You are a very unpleasant old woman who tells lies. Me, Colonel Melchett. And now the police are after you."
Of course you were upset, said Melchett, trying not to smile.
Unless you keep quiet, it will be very bad for you, I replied. Who are you? And the voice answered, The Avenger. I gave a little cry, and the person laughed. Then they put down the telephone. I thought I was going to faint. So when I heard a shot in the woods, I...
A shot in the woods?
Asked Inspector Slack.
Yes, like a very big gun. I had to lie down on the sofa.
Shocking, said Melchett. And the shot was loud, as though it was close by.
Perhaps because I was upset.
What time was this?
About 6:30.
Well, said Melchett, we'll see what we can find out for you. Just think of the call as a joke, and don't worry, Mrs. Price Ridley, I said. She looked at me coldly. Obviously, she was still cross about the missing pound note, and, shaking her head, she left. So, that is three people who heard the shot, said Inspector Slack. We've now got to find out who fired it. But first, I'm going to investigate that telephone call. Mrs. Price Ridley's? The inspector smiled. No, I meant the call that got you out of the vicarage. And the next thing is to find out what everyone was doing that evening between 6 and 7. We'll begin with you, Mr. Clement. Oh, well, the telephone call was at about 5:30. A man's voice or a woman's? A woman's, I think. But I thought it was Mrs. Abbott speaking. And you left immediately? How long did it take you? It's nearly 2 miles, so... And where was Mrs. Clement? She was in London. She arrived back by the 6:50 train. Right. That finishes with the vicarage. I'll be off to Old Hall next. And then I want to talk to Mrs. Lestrange. Why did she go to see Prothero the night before he was killed?